Welcome to Talent Night at Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is March the 20th, 1987. Friday night, March 20th. Our prayer is our men and women, boys and girls, display their talents for the Lord. We just pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will be seen in all of it. Trust you enjoy this. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, children, we've got a big talent show here tonight. You know, we've got 14 participants. We're going to start out with the little fellows, some of those. We're going to mix it up a little bit all through. We've got a lot of talent here, looks like, to me tonight. I don't know. This is something great to me. But while we're all together, why don't we just all stand and have the Lord's Prayer together? Say the Lord's Prayer to start with. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, now and forever. Amen. The first one on our program tonight is a piano by Kim Watts. Kim? We have, we still have another piano here by Don Hamlin. Third one, we'll just make a little deal. We're going to try a trumpet this time. Nicole Fraley.
Ah.
tell them this? Okay. Flute. We have a flute duet here, I believe, with Wanda and Melody. All right. Was going to be a banjo solo, but I believe Eva never made it this year. Okay. We'll go on then up to Mary Lee Hamlin on the piano. piano. It looks like Sandy. You here? Oh, that's going to be her. Okay, we got the wrong name down here, but that's all right. We have a youth choir and a sing group. Do we have them? We must have a hell of a shot there, didn't we? Okay, let's see what we have coming up here. Brother Combs is going to give us some poems. Brother James, you find the poem book? I was going to let Brother James read a couple three of his poems for us. There's a book in the library with have his poems in it. Well, it's okay. Okay, we'll just go on back up. Clarinet by Tina Watts. We got them twisting in? Okay, let's go on down and see what else we got here that I marked up. Okay. Tom and Fred's going to give us a duet here, looks like. What about that? Okay. You find something there? You got found something.
Here's a poem that Brother Combs wrote. He's got a book of poems, and actually he's been trying to get another book written, I believe. This plus some others he's written recently. This is my first experience in the Army while I was a rookie at training camp at Camp Taylor, Kentucky in 1917, 70 years ago. They took me down to the training camp. I never was there before. I made my own straw bed. I would rather lie on the floor. The next morning at first call, I got up and did my best. I was surprised when I fell in line to finally I was only half dressed. The rope leggings were new to me. Their end I could not find. They were dragging 6 feet behind me. When the sergeant yelled, "Fall in line." A corporal then yelled at me. The top kick did the same. Then the captain made about face and said, "Sergeant, take his name." The sergeant then approached me in an angry sort of way and says, report to the kitchen and peel and peel the spuds away. I hadn't read any of these. They're hitting my funny bone. Looks like Brother Combs had to do KP. They put me out on the drill field, wherever it might be. Every sound that I heard was 1, 2, and 3. They put me out by myself with the corporal just behind, back and forth across the field. He gave me double time. He chased me about the field. I had no time. I had no time to pray. I knew. These are funny, aren't they? It says he chased me around the field. I had no time to pray. I knew not where I was going, but I knew I was on my way. Brother Combs should be here reading this. They put me out on guard one night. I knew not what to say. When staring straight in front of me stood someone on my way. I stood stampeded on my post. I didn't know what to say. Then a voice came quickly to me, saying, "Officer of the day." I then said to the officer with words of delight, "If you're an officer of the day, where is the officer?" If you are the officer of the day, where is the officer of the night? They took me out to drill one day. I said, "I don't know how." The sergeant says, "You are in the army. You're not behind the plow." Brother Coleman, you had a plow around the hillside. They put me in the awkward squad. I was awkward as could be. Every officer that came around, he tucked his spot out on me. This is to my comrades. You all can make your guess. When I got through with all of that, was I in a pickle mess.
You got me to where I don't know if I can do what I'm going to do or not. A lot of people are good at telling tales and long stories. He's certainly good at writing poems, and you can read them real well. But I was going to try to tell you about a dream that I had and how it worked out. I'll make it now. No. I dreamed that I was at a concert where the Florida Boys were. I know some of you here have heard them down around Combs' place down here at school. And in my dream, I dreamed that they got to a certain part of the program where they generally ask the audience, "Do you know this song?" And they'll name a song. "If you do, come up and sing with us." And in my dream, they were talking about the next song that they had was going to be "God Will Outshine Them All." And I held up my hand right quick. I happened to think I knew the song. And I held up my hand. "Come on up here, young man, sing with us." So I couldn't back out after I stuck my hand up. And I decided in my dream this is now that I went ahead and got up and went up with them. And this is the way it sounded. Back up there with the little ones, Andrea. Sorry. Singing down here. Is that just the whole group? We were supposed to sing some songs or something? Yeah, I think five of them. Okay, good. I think we can all say thank God for our children and youth, because they're so nice here in this church. We appreciate you. Before we have the devotion, Brother James is going to come before we go down the stairs for refreshments, rather. Brother James is going to give us our devotion now at this time.
I tried not reading another poem by Brother Combs. I tell you, that was... I was down in the garden this afternoon cleaning off some weeds and so forth, and I heard a statement on the radio. I was listening to the radio as well as getting weeds out of the way. And it said this: what you don't use, you lose. And that was also on the 5 o'clock news tonight on the Hazard station. So I heard that from two different radio stations. What you don't use, you lose. It talked about an 80-some-year-old man who was in the marathon, who was in better shape than a 25-year-old. What we don't use, we lose. And I'm glad that y'all are using your talents tonight for the Lord. We'd like to look in the third chapter of Acts tonight for a short devotional. We have enjoyed all of you that have participated tonight, and we thank the Lord for those of you that brought your talent that's downstairs tonight, your hobby, and so forth. The third chapter of Acts, we'll look at some verses here. You know, we can't give the Lord what we don't have. I want to say that again. We cannot give to the Lord what, first of all, He has not given us. And I believe everybody has got at least one talent. Some have a lot more. And let's be using our talent for the Lord. For some of you, the talent may be teaching a Sunday school class. Or singing. Or just sitting in the pew and praying for the service. I believe every one of us have something to do. And it's all of us together that can make the Airport Gardens Baptist Church a place where the Lord Jesus Christ is uplifted and magnified. All of us together. There were two missionaries, Peter and John. They were going up to the temple to pray about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was the ninth hour, the way the Jewish tell time. And there they saw a lame man. He had never walked in his whole life. Someone carried this fellow to the temple every day and left him outside at the beautiful gate. And he was there for a handout from the people who went in to worship. And he saw these two missionaries coming. And no doubt he thought that here is someone who is going to help me. And he fastened his eyes on Peter and John. But verse 4 says, "And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood." First time in his whole life. "He leaped up and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God." There's a statement in verse 6 that we want to take for a title of our short devotional. We won't be here very long. "It's such as I have, give I thee." such as I have. You know, God said to Moses in the book of Exodus, he said, what is that in your hand? And Moses said, a rod. God used Moses' rod for those 40 years of wilderness wanderings, for those times in Egypt when they were getting ready to leave and go into the wilderness. God used what Moses had. And you and I cannot give to God what we don't have. But all of us have something to give to the Lord. All of us have some talent. Jesus told a parable about a fellow who received 10 talents, another one received 5 talents, and another one received 1 talent. You know the story. The one who received 10 went and traded and gained 10 more. The one who received 5 went and traded and gained 5 more. But what did the one who received only 1 talent do? He went and hid his Lord's money. And a talent, I don't know how much money it is, a talent, but it's worth quite a bit. But this fellow went and hid his Lord's money in the ground and didn't do anything with it. Don't hide your talent under a bushel. We've got some more offertories on the piano next few weeks, looks like. And if you'd like to play the piano during the offering or as a special number, you'd let me know, and we'll be glad to put you down on the list, all right, on Sunday morning or Sunday night or whenever you'd like to do it. These two missionaries had something to give to this lame man. Such as I have, give I thee. They first of all had a look on their face. I believe a person who knows the Lord should look like a Christian. Over in verse 13 of Acts 4 it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. The very look on their face should tell the world that we are different, that we're saved, that we know Jesus. And Peter and John said to this lame man, look on us. And he thought, here I'm going to really haul it in today from these two fellows. And as soon as Peter said, silver and gold have I none, his heart probably fell into his shoes. But he was going to get something a lot better than silver and gold. These two fellows had a look on their face. A look. When Stephen was brought before the council, it says his face shone. They saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Stephen was stoned to death. As far as we know, he preached one sermon. But he accomplished more in that one sermon than maybe I'll accomplish in 20 or 30 years. Because he was used of the Lord, I believe, to lead Saul of Tarsus to the Lord. And Saul became Paul the Apostle and wrote 13 books of the Bible. And hundreds of people were saved by Paul's ministry. These two fellows had a look on their face. They also have words on their lips. They talked to this man. They had words. You know, our words can make us or break us. Our words are very important. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And what comes out our lips is first in our hearts. Someone said the most ferocious beast in the world has its den right behind the teeth, the tongue. These fellows have words on their lips, and we need to have words. Words of love. And also, not only that, they had a lift in their hand. It says in verse 7, he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. How long has it been since you and I lifted someone up? We need to go around lifting people. The book of Galatians says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We need to go around and lift people. It says that Peter took this fellow by the right hand and lifted him up. He had said to him, I don't have any money, but such as I have, I'm going to give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You know what? When this fellow was healed, he did not run away. He didn't run away. You know what he did? He entered into the worship service. It says he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. He had never walked before. And he was going to use what God had done for him. He was going to use that to bring honor and glory to the Lord. When blind Bartimaeus was healed, it says he followed Jesus in the way. The Lord is able to meet our need. He's more than able to meet the need that we have. Such as I have, I'm going to give to the Lord. We need to have that attitude. We'll be going back downstairs after this and having refreshments. And I want to say again, this has been a wonderful night. And thank God for those of you who brought things that are displayed downstairs. I want to thank each one of you again for participating tonight in this service. Let's stand and have a closing prayer. We've got another song. Do they want to sing? Do they? One says yes and one says no. I stood right here today and listened to part of a tape, part of a service that was recorded March 29th, 1981. And I listened to the prayer request that morning. You know what? I counted 13 people that I mentioned that morning in 1981. I counted 13 people who are now with the Lord. And at the end of the prayer request, I said, let's also remember Adam and Francis, because they got a double portion of God's blessings. In just a few days, these twins are going to have a birthday. Is that right? Y'all going to sing for us? Maybe y'all can be seated then. Sorry. Closing prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee so much tonight for this time of fellowship together. We thank Thee, Father, for the refreshments downstairs and for those who have prepared them for us. We just ask Your blessing, Lord, upon the remaining part of our time here tonight. Continue to bless our fellowship together. We pray for our service this Sunday morning as well as Sunday evening, for our Sunday school and all of our teachers. Just thank Thee for all You're going to do, Lord, as we keep our eyes upon Thee. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed back downstairs.